And we discussed today the Tefillas and the Ilah. So this is the one of the last sugyas, the second to last sugya really of the entire Maseches Yuma. The last ones are Harawa Kari B'Yom HaKippurim, Yor V'Tovah, that's the last sugya. The one right before that, there's around a blot or so, maybe a half a blot, of discussion about Tefillas and the Ilah. So there's an interesting question in the Achronim. The person misses the Ilah, whether or not there is a Chiyuv Tashlumim. Can you make it up? Should you make it up? Or maybe you should not make it up? That's a Shaila. Prima Gadim says that there is a Tashlumim, and Kaf HaChaim and others I'll go through later on say that there is no Tashlumim with respect to Tefillas Ni'ilah. If you miss it, you miss it, that's it. So what exactly is this machlok, is whether there is Tashlumim for Tefillas Ni'ilah? So we have to understand the nature of Tefillas Ni'ilah. So the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Zayinu Mebeis has a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel, what exactly my Ni'ilas Sha'arim. Ni'ilas Sha'arim means Ni'ilah. What's Tefillas Ni'ilah? So Rav holds it's Tzlusa Yisei Rasa. Tzlusa Yisei Rasa. Tzlusa is Lashon of Tefillah. It's an extra Tefillah. It's the fifth Tefillah of the day. And Shmuel says, Ma'anu Mechayenu. Unclear what he means. What are we? What are our lives? That's what he says. Ma'anu Mechayenu. So what's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? It sounds like a very big machlokas. Rav says it's a whole Tefillah, Tzlusa Yisei Rasa. And Shmuel says it's four words, you say. So, Rav Soloveitchik in Hari Kedem says that he has a different, obviously there's a mistake here, he has a whole approach here which I don't really understand here, but I'll say what he says and I'll explain why I think it's incorrect. But first off, he says, he quotes the Gemara, this is Siman Ayin Dalet. He first quotes the Gemara incorrectly, that mistakes happen, but he says, Rav holds that Nila is Tzlusa Yiserasa, like our Gemara says, it's an extra Trila, and Shmuel says it's a Vidui. Now Shmuel doesn't say it's a Vidui anywhere. He had to give, yes, it must have been a mistake. He meant to say, so he thinks the machlok is whether Nila is a tefillah or Nila is a vidu. That's the chakir he said, suggests, based on this nusach of the Gemara. And he tries to bring a raya from Rashi on Dira Maschil, the chosin bevidoy. The Rashi there says that the chasima of Ni'ila is not how we chosim the other Shmona Esrays of Yom HaKippurim. We don't say Mekadesh Yisrael. That is not the chasim of Nila. Rather, what he says is hakel hasolchan. It's a different type of chasima. Hakel hasolchan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's a soleach. So based on this, he says that, and it seems to be in the, you know, Rashi has some line here. Harotze lachtom bevidui. Person, if he wants, he can conclude the bracha with the vidui. He's allowed to. So he thinks that Shmuel thinks it's a vidui. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, Ni'ila, according to Rav, is a tefila, but according to Shmuel, it's a vidui. That's the machlokas in the Gemara. So now with that said, he suggests that that's the machlokas, whether or not there's going to be a vidui or not a vidui. Or rather, a tashlumim for Ni'ila or not tashlumim for Ni'ila. If you assume Ni'ila is midin vidui, so there's no tashlumim for vidui. There's no shaychas to vidui at all. But if you assume that Ni'ila is really a type of tefillah like Rav holds, so then there would be tashlumim for Ni'ilah. That's how he sets it up. Now again, it's not so clear. It's very, to me, you'll see the Rishonim in just a moment, that the other Rishonim don't assume this way, that it's midin vidui at all. It sounds from most Rishonim that both Rav and Shmuel hold that Ni'ilah is a type of tefillah. They're just arguing what type of tefillah it is. So if you look in Tosfos Yeshanim on the side of the page here, he clearly says, when it comes to Shmuel, he says, he has his lashon of, it's a tefillah of ata nosei niyad l'poshim v'chein anu nog, and that's our practice. It's a type of tefillah. And if you look clearly in the Ran in the back in the riff, he writes that Shmuel holds, you say me'anu, because he holds it's a tefillah k'tzarahi. He doesn't call it a vidui. The machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is Rav holds it's a full tefillah, and Shmuel holds it's a tefillah k'tzarahi. It's an abridged type of tefillah. Now what exactly is said, so that doesn't, we don't really know much what he says, a Shmuel, but it's a tefillah k'tzarah. It could be compared to Havinenu, right? Havinenu is a tefillah k'tzarah. It could be something like that.
You have to make that up, don't you?
If you say it,
no. If you miss tefillah, then you could say Havinenu. But even if you miss Havinenu, isn't that like missing this? And you usually have to say tefillah, so you wouldn't have time to say.
Correct,
Havinenu.
But that Havinenu is a situation where you're not able to say the tefillah at all. This we're saying lichat chila. It should be a tefillah k'tzarah. Their Havinenu really l'chachila should be a tefillah shleima. If a guy's in a certain situation where he can't make the tefillah shleima, he does a Havinenu, he does a tefillah katsara. So that's a different situation. Here l'chachila we're saying do a tefillah katsara. So according to Shmuel, it's a tefillah katsara, but according to Rav, it's a tefillah shleima. So now they ask a question now. The truth is, the Netziv does sound like the Shmuel hold is not a tefillah at all. Pashup Shad of Shmuel is it's not a tefillah. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shmuel Amar Ma Anu Machayenu Omer Ve'eno Mispal. You don't say any tefillah. So it sounds like there is a machlokas Rashi within Shmuel, whether Shmuel holds it's not a tefillah at all or it's a tefillah katara. So within the world of Rashi, who holds that Shmuel holds that it's not a tefillah, so the Netziv asks the following question. Everyone agrees that in the context of tefillah and ilah, they're supposed to be Birkas Kohanim. So fine. So there's a klal that you could only say Nisiyas Kapayim in the context of a tefillah. So Shmuel really holds that there is no tefillah here. How could there be Birkas Kohanim? According to the Ran, everything makes sense because Ran holds it is a tefillah. It's a tefillah ksara, but it's still a tefillah. But according to Rashi, you hold it's not a tefillah at all. Where? How do you put in Birkas Kohanim? So the Netziv answers in the Merom Yisada that even Shmuel who holds a very Ma'anu Machayinu, he does say you finish off with Ritzei. You put Ritzei in there, and then part of Ritzei, you said then you could include Birchas Kohanim as part of Ritzei. So you see, even the Netziv would acknowledge that for Shita Shmuel, there is some level of Tefillah that's going on there. So this seems to be very much against what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, that's a type of Vidur. So we're going to assume moving forward that Rav holds it's a Tefillah Shlema, and Shmuel holds that it's a Tefillah Ketzara. Now the Rambam holds, Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, he's describing all the different tefillahs we have, Shacharis and Mincha and Maariv and Musaf. So he says as follows. When it comes to tefillahs Ne'ilah, he says, B'yom HaTainis, not only Yom Kippur, there's an inyan of Ne'ilah for all Tainios. Tainis Kishamim, we have Ne'ilah. Not only Yom Kippur. So he says, when it comes to B'yom HaTainis, Kidei Lahosif Techina Ubakasha Mipnei HaTainis. We have an extra tefillah just to get in more davening in. More bakashas in. And that tefillah is called tefillas ne'ilah. So it's very clear from the Rambam that he paskins that ne'ilah is a type of tefillah. The question is he working within the sheet of Ra that's a tefillah shlema, or within Shmuel that's some type of tefillah ksara? That much he doesn't tell us, but he does certainly call it a tefillah. It's not a vidur, it's a tefillah. So it's interesting how the Rambam calls it a tchina ubakasha. The whole idea of ne'ilah is to give additional tchina, additional bakasha. So there's an interesting emet bracha. The Rif writes, this is the Rif that's found in Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph. He says that a person is standing, he's davening Shemoneh Esrei. And then he realizes that he already davened before. I'm not sure if this has happened to you before, has happened to me before. You're davening, you're supposed to stop, cold turkey, you just walk away, you're done. It's always uncomfortable, people are looking at you, you know, 30 seconds to truly just walk out. Fine, but that's the halacha. So if you, if a guy wants to, let's say he wants to finish a tefillah, he's embarrassed to go out, or he says, I'm ready davening, may as well just say something here. So the halach is, he can't continue davening. Why? So the Rif says, it's ke'ilu he's makriv shnei t'midim b'shachris, or if it's musaf, or whatever the tefillah you're davening, it's a two karbanos, and you're over mishum bal tosif. You're not allowed to bring two karbanos tamid shel shachar. You can't bring two karbanos tamid shel bein harbayim. So if you daven a second one, if you already fulfilled your chiyuv to daven a second one, that would be Baal Tosef. Fine. If you wanted to daven Tefillas Nedava, that's a whole other story. That's not a Tefillas Shachars again. I could do a Tefillas Nedava if I wanted. I could add extra Tefillas if I want all day as Nedavas. But as a second chiyuv, that would be awesome because that's like bringing Shnei Tamidim, says the Rif. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Halavai, that a person is Palo Adam Kol Hayom Kula? That's talking about davening Nedava all day long. But a second shachar is a second mincha, that would be an iser bal tosef. That's the Rif's halacha. That's his. So the Rabbi there in the Kasav Sham, in the bottom of the Rif, he says, what do you mean? Don't we have a tefillah b'tzibur that we're mosif in tefillahs ne'ilah? There's a chiyuv to say ne'ilah on Yom Kippurim, there's a chiyuv to say ne'ilah on other tainios. How is that allowed? Isn't that another chova? Isn't that an iser bal tosef? That's the tzarech Ian the Rabbi asks. How can you have a, how do you create a new chiyuv of ne'ilah? So what's the answer? Any suggestions what the answer is for the Rif?
It's not like one of the karbanos. It's like a nedava. It's like a stam. that's not actually like misakin like regular zman. It's not like shachar zman gemar, it's own like tefillah. It's like extra bakasha.
So he extra bakasha. So he says, based on the Rambam we just said, ne'ilah is not modeled after karbanos. Ne'ilah is like a nadava. He says it's kedei lahosif techino bakashos. It's a whole different type of tefillah. It's not an extra karban, and therefore there is no iser of Baal Tosef when it comes to ne'ilah, because ne'ilah is a whole other type of tefillah. It's simply to be mosif techina ubakasha. So I don't think it's, he's not saying it's a nadava, he's saying it's a chiev of tchina bakasha. It's not a carbon. It's similar to a nadava that it's not a carbon, but you're right, very, very much. To enforce a nadava wouldn't be a nadava anymore. Yeah. But he's saying it's enforcing a new tchina bakasha as opposed to carbonos. Only carbonos, only a tefillah based on carbon would be a Baal Tosef iser, but not one based on tchina bakasha.
Does it play into halach at all, the whole union of like five with Yom Kippur? Like five inuyim and then five tefillos and five levels of
I'm not sure.
Playing to what halacha, that's just like a drush.
It is drush. It's not brought up here at all that I've seen. It's drush. I'm sure there's a lot of depth to that, but not in halacha. So now we could go back to understand this inyan of tashlumin. Okay, so let's go back to tashlumin. The Prima Gadim writes that person forgets the daven ne'ilah. So what's the halacha? So he says, halacha is, he said, you make up tashlumin. You can make up your ne'ilah. Why wouldn't you make up ne'ilah? Why should it be any different than any other type of tefillah? And that makes a lot of sense, because when we say tashlumin by tefillah in general, when it comes to tefillah, we discussed all of it way in the beginning of the sugyas of Yuma, that tefillah is either connected karbanos, tamidim, or it's connected avos. If it's connected karbanos, it has din of a karbon. And the din is im avar yomo batel karbano. You can't make up mis karbanos. Tashlumin doesn't make sense in the world of karbanos. But if you assume that tefillah is connected avos, so the understanding is it's a din of rachmim, a din of davening and bakashos and shevech la'ashem, so of course you can make that up. So since we paskin tashlumim, so therefore everyone assumes there is that element of rachmim to all tefillah. So why would ne'ilah be any different? Ne'ilah is different than every other tefillah, has both elements of karbanos and tachnunim. Ne'ilah is exclusively tachnunim, it's exclusively techino bakasha. So vadai, there's going to be tashlumim for ne'ilah. So that prima gada makes a lot of sense. What's a pshat why one would say that there wouldn't be tashlumim for ne'ilah? Any suggestions? What? But Neil is not based on karbanos. No one's, at least I haven't seen anyone who says it's based on karbanos. What would the reason be that Neila would not have tashlumim? Again, Rav Soloveitchik thought because the whole nature of Neila for Shmuel was about vidur. He even thought Rav, who says Tzulusa Dieserasa, is also vidur. It's very hard to suggest that it's vidur at all.
If you say it's an extra bakasha, then you just do it the next day. You're not making up the bakasha that you didn't say before.
But once they said that there's a chiyuv to say Nila on Yom Kippur, that becomes a chiyuv.
Nila unique din to Yom Kippur? It doesn't apply to like a different day?
So that could be a suggestion.
But by Shabbos, though, if you miss like Mincha, then you make it up by Marim, even though it's like a different day.
So that could be also. But that's a chiyuv we have every single day. Again, even if you miss Mincha or Shabbos, you say two Shabbos Marivs. If you miss Marv, Mincha rather Shabbos day, you make up a Chol Marv. You can make that up.
So that was it. It's like part of the process. Even though it's Shabbos davening, it's still part of Shachar Simcha Marav.
Exactly. Just different tefillahs. Yeah. There's three chiyuvim. How to get the chiyuvim, it could be different nuschos. But Nila is something very unique, which maybe only applies to Yom Kippur. And the moment Yom Kippur is over, there's no such thing as making it up. That could be a suggestion. Very good. And that's exactly what they quote, the Chubas Lahoros Nasan quotes from the Rajba. The Rajba says that the lo tiknu tashlumim ela betfila hanoheges bechol yom. Tashlumim only applies on something that is davened every single day. Ne'ila, which is something unique to Yom Kippurim, that's something that does not have the din of tashlumim. Yes, it's a tefillah shleim. It's a real tefillah. Of course it's a tefillah. But the din of tashlumim doesn't apply because it's not a tefillah that's practiced and said every single day. Now, there is another explanation as to why there is no ni'ila, that it may not be tashlumim, and that's because there's a machlokas in the Gemara we're about to discuss right now, whether or not ni'ila will exempt Mariv Matzah Yom Kippur. So let's assume just for a second, we'll get into the sugya. If you assume that really Ni'ila does exempt Marv, you don't have to daven Marv Mikra Din, you don't have to daven according to the way the Gemara Paskins, so why do we daven Marv? The Rif says that the minhag to daven Marv anyways, just a minhag. We'll get to that in just a second. So it's once we're all davening Marv, even though you don't have to daven Marv, so then that will, if you miss Ni'ila, that will serve to exempt your Ni'ila, meaning just like Ni'ila could exempt your Chiyam Marv, Marv could exempt your Chiyuv Ni'ila. And that's what Chuvas L'Horas and Nosan suggests as well, why there is no Chiyuv Tashlumim of Ni'ila Matzah Yom HaKippurim. So let's now discuss this din of can Ni'ila really exempt your Marv? So the Gemara in the bottom of Pei Zayin Amud Beis, here in Yuma again, says a statement in the name of Rav. Rav holds that Tfilas Ni'ila is Poteres Es Shel Arvis. When one davens Ni'ila, rather, it exempts his obligation to daven Marv that night. And the Gemara says, because Rav is Latameh. Rav L'Shitaso. How's Rav L'Shitaso? Because he holds that Tfila did Amar Ni'ila Tzelusa Yiseirasahi. It's an extra Tfila. Since Ni'ila is a full bona fide Tfila, so therefore it could exempt another Chiyav of Marv. As opposed to Shmuel, why is Shmuel not able to exempt Marv? Why is the old Ni'ila can't exempt Marv?
It's
tefillah k'tzara, he says. It's not a tefillah shlema. My tefillah k'tzara cannot fulfill my obligation of mar, which is a tefillah shlema. According to Rav Soloveitchik, he would say, because it's a vidoy. There's nothing to speak about for Shmuel. Shmuel holds it's a vidoy. But that's clearly not what the Ran says. The Ran says that Shmuel holds that Ni'ila is a tefillah k'tzara. And a tefillah k'tzara of Ni'ila is not able to exempt a tefillah shlema of mar. So that nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel, in addition to what you say, a second nafkamina the Gemara says is, will it exempt the Marif? So now the question is, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav, or do we paskin like Shmuel? So Rabbeinu Chananel says, we paskin like Rav. Why? Because there's a klal throughout Shas, Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Rav when it comes to Isser, we come paskin like Shmuel when it comes to Din, when it comes to Choshe Mishpah. So the world of tefillah is not a chashem mishpat halacha, not quite iser either, but it's more connected to iser than it is connected to din. No mamonis here. So Rabbi Yochanan says, since Rav, we pass like Rav when it comes to dini iser, we pass like him, which means that ni'il is a tzlusa yiseiras, it's a full bona fide tefillah, and it will exempt one's tefillah of marav. So therefore, if a person didn't daven ni'ilah, and he says, Marv, that Marv isn't a second Marv. That is his Ni'ila. It's one and the same thing. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel paskins. So now Riff along the same lines, Riff says, we also paskin like Rav, that Ni'ila is a tzlusa yiseirasa, and that it exempts your davening of Marv. So then, yeah.
A person davening Ni'ila be chidus, davening can Ni'ila specifically to the day, or could it be after
so we're going to get to this man in just a second. We'll discuss that in just a moment. So the Rif paskins also like Rav, that we pass like Rav b'dinei Isser, and it's a tzlusi seirasa, and when a person davens an ila, that substitutes for his tefillah marav that night. So how come everyone says it? In nagu alma l'tzluya tefillahs arvis, everyone says marav, even though we said an ila already. He says that's just the custom. People do it. That's what's practiced. That's what's being practiced here. So the Ran says now on Chesky's point, so we can learn also the fact that Ni'ila could exempt Marv also tells us when Ni'ila should be said. Because Marv is Balaila. So it must be Ni'ila's Balaila as well, otherwise it couldn't exempt it. In other words, if you assume that Ni'ila exempts Marv, you have to make two assumptions. One is that Ni'ila itself is a full Tfila Shlema, and number two is that Ni'ila is the same Zman as Marv, namely Balaila. And that's what the Ran says. So again, Ni'ila is a full tefillah, and it's Balaila. But then the Rush has a whole long discussion, both in the Tosa Rush and in the back, in the end of Perek Ches. He quotes Rabbeinu Meir, that's Amram Rutenberg, his Rebbe, and he goes against Rav. Paskins against Rav. He holds like Shmuel. And he has a whole long discussion here, back and forth proofs, in the Yerushalmi, and other things in the Gemara, even the Bavli. And he says that Ni'ila cannot exempt Marv. And he says also that Nila is dafka bayom, during the daytime, and not balayla. So it doesn't exempt Ma'ariv, and it's dafka bayom, against the Rif and against Rabbeinu Chananu. The Mordechai says the same thing, that we paskin that Nila should be dafka bayom during the daytime. And he says, I don't know what everyone custom, all these shuls around the area here, the davening Nila balayla. Vadai lo nahagu avoseinu kein, our father certainly didn't practice this way. They all said Nila bayom. And the only reason why they're doing this is mipnei shachazonim moshchen ad halayla. Because the chazanim are stretching out the tefillah, going to nighttime, and they think they're doing the right thing, but the chazanim are doing the wrong thing. Nila should be dafka bayom, during the daytime. That's how the Mordechai, Rami Rittenberg, and all the Chachmei Ashkenaz paskin. Now the Rambam seems to paskin this way as well. The Rambam holds that he holds Tfilas Ne'ila, and he says one should daven before Samech L'Shkia and then finish right before Shkia. So everything has to be done beforehand, the Dafka Bayom. That's Rambam Shita in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tfilah, and again, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, he clarifies it that one should Yashlim Oso, you should complete Ne'ila, Samech L'Shkia Tachama, before Shkia, Dafka Bayom. Finish. He says one should start Ne'ilah when the Shemesh is on top, when it's still on top of the trees, and then complete it by the time it, right before Shkia comes. So he also holds Dafka Bayom. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin did well. It should be only Bayom. Okay. Now, if you assume bayom, that the tefillah is bayom, and that means that Ma'ariv does not exempt, rather Nila does not exempt Ma'ariv because it's different times, so that would seemingly hold like who? Rav or Shmuel? Shmuel, right? Because Rav holds that Nila is a tefillah shlema, and should be, and Gemara says he would exempt Ma'ariv, and Ma'ariv is balayla, so Nila is balayla. But since the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch paskin that Tefillah Ne'ilah is Bayom, that means it can't exempt Ma'ariv, because it's Bayom, and you have to hold like Shmuel, that's Tefillah Katzara. So the Hagos Maimonides writes that even Rav would agree that you could daven Ma'ariv Bayom. Meaning, just because Rav himself holds that the Tefillah Shlema, and that Ne'ilah could exempt Ma'ariv, doesn't mean Ne'ilah has to be Balayla. You could still say Ne'ilah is Bayom. How can Nila be Bayom if it needs to exempt Ma'ariv? Ah, very good. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that one's allowed to daven, that Rav used to daven Ma'ariv Be'er Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, meaning before Shkia from Plag HaMincha. That's already as Man Ma'ariv. So even Rav who holds that Ne'ila can exempt Ma'ariv, he could still hold the Zman of Ne'ilah as Bayom, because Ma'ariv also could be Bayom. So there is no riot that way, that Nisa is very possible, that even though the Rambam paskin, that Shkia, Ne'ilah is Bayom, he could still paskin like Rav as well. So there is another reason why one wants to daven Bayom. Another explanation why Ne'ilah should be Bayom, not only because you hold Ma'ariv is Bayom, but also because we say Birkas Kohanim. And there's a din that Birkas Kohanim has to be dafka bayom because it's a hekesh of the Birkas Kohanim l'sharso. L'sharso is l'shares, to do avoda. And the avoda is only kasher bayom. So just like the shares, avoda is kasher bayom, so to Birkas Kohanim is only kasher bayom. And since Birkas Kohanim is part of Ne'ilah, you have to do bayom. That's what the Hagos Maimonides explains as to reason why Ne'ilah should be dafka bayom. But then the Magid of Ram comes off and says in Tafresh Chav Gimel, he quotes in Maharil, if a person's Ne'ilah is delayed into the nighttime, he's allowed to do Nisis Kapayim as well. That's permitted. How's that allowed? How can you do Nisis Kapayim Balayla? And the Be'er Sheva, Magavram quotes the Be'er Sheva, and the Be'er Sheva says, once you be Mevata such a Minog, we never have Birkas Kohanim Balayla, how could this be? So if a person's Ne'ilah is delayed, definitely do not say Birkas Kohanim Balayla. So the reason why we do Ne'ilah Bayom is just so we can chap in Birkas Kohanim. But if it gets delayed, Chas V'Shalom, you should do Nisis Kapayim Balayla. So the explanations, what's the Ma'ariel? What's the understanding of the Ma'ariel? Why would the Ma'ariel allow one to do Birkas Kohanim Balayla? What would his explanation be? Mefurish din Gemara Sota. That the shar so you is a hekesh of the bracha l'sharis. The sharis of avod is dafka bayom, so to be chatz koran bayom. What's his explanation? So says the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe writes here in the Simin Taf Reish Chav Gimel, quoting the Maharil, that one is allowed to because devarim upadarim mikarben tamid would be nisraf and belayla. So he goes against this hekesh of the sharso levarcho and says no, because since tefilas ne'ilah is based on, well, not really karbanos here, but since even avoda can be done belayla, namely the burning of the fats and the limbs of the fats, so to birchas kohanim, which is an avoda, is able to be extended into the laila as well. So it is based on the sharso. Lichachilu should be bayom. But if it gets delayed, there is a hetter to do balayla, just like ivarim u'fadarim. There's, by the way, a machlokas in general, what the nature of nesias kapayim is. Do you assume nesias kapayim is a din of avoda, or is a din in tefila? So everyone agrees, the Gemara says clearly that one who is a shikr is not allowed to do birchas kohanim. But there's a machlokas in the Rambam versus Tosos and Krisus, I think it is. How much one has to drink to be puzzle, to be too drunk to give birchas kohanim. So, I forget who said, I think the Rambam holds, whatever the shir is when it comes to tefillah, whatever shikr that is, which is a much higher threshold. You could drink a lot more before your puzzle of davening. But the Rambam, the Tosas rather, writes and increases that whatever revis, which is the shir for avoda, whatever puzzles for avoda would be the same psul for birchas kohanim. So machlok is whether or not birchas kohanim is based on avoda, or whether it's based on tefillah. But Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank gives another explanation as to why one would be able to do Nisias Kapayim Balayla. Again, Darche Moshe said because Avoda is done Balayla as well, so Nisias Kapayim could extend itself into Laila. But in Hartzvi, Chuvas Hartzvi, Or Chachaim, Chelek Simon Aleph, he quotes a Gilyan Ashas in the Yushalmi and says the reason why you cannot do Nisias Kapayim Balayla, it's because there's no Chazar Sashatz Balayla. It's a technical reason. Marv doesn't have a Chazar Tashatz. So when are you going to do Birchatz Kohanim? But since Ne'ila has Chazar Tashatz, so then one would be able to do Nisias Kapayim. So you see, according to the Har Tzvi here, the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, it's based on Nisias Kapayim's connection to its tefillah. According to Darche Moshe, it's a connection to the Avoda. Avoda, how can you do it Belayla? Because sometimes Avoda can extend Belayla. But Chuvas Har Tzvi says, no, it's not about Avoda, it's about tefillah. And whenever tefillah has a Chazar Tashatz, you're able to do it at Balayla as well. We'll finish off with an interesting Tver Shlomo on Yom Kippurim about the nature of Ne'ilah. Just say one quick line, that typically one thinks Ne'ilah is the last time, it's the chasima, it's the last time to get your tefillahs in, your bakashas in, but really at the end of the day, Tver Shlomo explains, and Ne'ilah is a way of really grabbing everything in. It's really holding on to all the Kedusha. Not about the last opportunity, but really holding on to the Kedusha. It's an Ne'ilah Lashon, closing off and letting it be. And he says here, where it's like a chosem b'tzoch chosem. What's a chosem b'tzoch chosem? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, if you have wine, you need a double seal so no non-Jew touches and contaminates it. So the idea is that you have this, you're in the inner circle with Hashem, and you're finally putting the last chasima to make sure not you're out, you're closing the gate and you're distant, you're in the gates. You're closing the gate so no one else could touch you, so you're really holding on to all that shef, all that kedusha, and all of that bracha. That's the idea of ne'ilah, that's the idea of ne'ilas achag, that's the idea of wearing shoes in a much deeper way. That's the whole concept of holding on to kedusha and bracha. Okay, we'll stop here, and then tomorrow we have Reliwitz.